This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hey there, you're listening to Glow As We Grow. I am your host, Zoe. This is where we share thoughts and reflections from inspiring young adults' life in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So today, we are continuing the conversation with Ethan Cruz and Jack King. Welcome back. How was your weekend?
Yeah, really good. Good. Got some sun in. Good time nice with friends and family.
Have you done a lot?
Honestly, not really. Been chilling.
Oh my God, have you catch the aurora?
No, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. I was so sad about that, to be honest.
Yeah, I sort of just missed that as well.
I saw it on Instagram. I was like, no, I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to open my phone recently because everybody posts about aurora and I missed it.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. It's a bit depressing.
Yeah.
It looks so beautiful, though. I wish I got to see it.
Apparently, you can catch it tonight, 3 days after. For three days, you can try and catch it, yeah.
It's been cloudy.
Yeah, but yeah, it's been overcast, so you can't really see it.
Yeah, I've been waiting for it last night. It just didn't happen.
Mm.
Just go sit out all night.
Try tonight, hopefully.
Yeah, it's like, apparently everybody gets it. Even people in Europe, right?
Yeah, it's like around the whole world, which is crazy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Anyway.
Shout out the solar flares.
Oh, my God. Storm. Yeah. Where were we last time? We're talking about the show, eh?
Yeah.
As we watch the world go by. I was wondering, like, where's the name come from, though?
We've been asked that quite a bit, eh?
Oh.
Yeah. We, I think, like, we got together and started planning the show, and we were just talking about, like, ideas of what the show could look like and what it could embody.
Mm.
And like a name's so important for, you know, for an event. And this is more than an event too. It's like, it's an organization. So we were just trying to think of something that could like encapsulate the feeling, I think. And like the ideas that we had surrounding it. So yeah, I think as we watch the world go by, for me sort of represents just like, you know, the nature of like human life and just being observant and trying to find your own meaning, and you're just sort of, we're all here like watching the world go by. So I think it was just like an encapsulation. Mm. Encapsulation? That sounds wrong. Of that?
Yeah.
In a way. Well, I don't know. What would you say?
I think it flowed out from our brief existentialism as well.
Yeah.
And we had so many thoughts behind of what we could call it, and we just collectively came together and formed as a
It just felt right, I think.
Mm.
Like, we talked
name.
About so many names. Yeah, and yeah. That's the other thing as well. Now, like, I think once we got, like, maybe 3/4 through the planning of the show and, like, sending out so many emails and proposals and everything and having to type that out every time and just say it, we were like, oh, why did we do this? Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We have actually abbreviated it now.
To World Go By. And I think As We Watch World Go By was a great introduction. And now maybe we can narrow it back down to World Go By, eh?
Yeah, we want to run with that. It's a little bit more palatable.
It's more catchier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friendly to the tongue.
Yeah.
So I was trying to, like, not mispronounce it every time I say it, so I really just slow myself down every time.
There were some points, like, talking to people where they'd have, like, a little bit of a laugh. Like,
yeah.
You could just tell that they were thinking things, you know, like, oh, quite a long name, like. Yeah. Yeah.
But. And then the initials, AWWTWGB, it's just so long.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times we've said it. We've said it so much.
Yeah. Mm,
yeah. So you shared a bit of, like, how did you really actually made it start and then the initial story, eh? So how long did it take you to prepare?
An entire year.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, it was April, pretty much the same dates as well, like April to April, 2023 to 24.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It went way too quick, eh? Probably the quickest year of my life.
Yeah, same. I think, like, it was a year from, like, the inception of the idea, not, like, the inception of the idea and saying, okay, we're going to actually do this. But I think, like, the first 6 months we were probably spending, like, I don't know, maybe, like, 2 days a week.
Mm.
Like, in terms of time.
Yeah.
Actually working on it. And then after that, it was just, like, craziness.
Yeah.
Like the last 2 months was just a full-time job.
Mm. Yeah, the start was definitely a lot more organic, eh? Like we'd just jump on calls and kind of discuss what could happen, or how we want it to turn out. And I guess, yeah, and we started sending out that, well, we put out the application form in October. Yeah, it was end of October. So I think that's when it started really kicking in, because we needed the venue and we needed to be able to pitch to these applicants what we're actually doing, you know.
Yeah, and once we got people actually applying for the show, it kind of made us realize, like, that this was real and that we actually had to have a venue for these people to show their work. You know, like, it just made it a lot more real really quick when, like, people were like, oh, I'd love to be a part of the show, like, send their portfolio in. And then we had an influx of that, and it was like, oh, well, like, we need to organize so many things now. Like, yeah. So it just kind of, it naturally kind of just progressed until we were just living and breathing it for a while.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then you have to come up with the whole aesthetic behind the show, you know, and the visuals and the characteristics.
Mm. You kind of have to reach out to everybody and then just write.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, that part's so hard, and creating, like, a, because, like, it's essentially creating, like, a world, you know, or, like, a vision or a, some form of tangible thing. So to be able to, like, I don't know, Jack and Finn were in charge of the, like, the design and everything in that front. Like, the way that As We Watch the World Go By looks is their work. So they did such a good job of, like, fitting the feelings and emotions of the name and, like, the meaning into what it looks like. Like, I think that's definitely something that's worked really well with this. And, like, yeah, it's a good point to be in, I think, like, having a bit more of a simple name and a really good, like, visual look and feel.
Would you say it's all, like, DIY'd, sort of, your guy's self? So just
The aesthetic? In a way, like, I guess, like, DIY in the sense of, like, just, yeah, do it yourself. Like,
designed it yourself.
Yeah, and just, like, when there's a problem, we'll just be like, okay, how can we figure this out? Well, I mean, other people do come into play, but it's still very much, like, grassroots vibes, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any other people has contributed?
Yeah, so there's the four organisers that we talked about, and then Stella has been an incredible help. Just such a beautiful human. She managed all of our models. And we organized the run times together for the show. And then there was such a big team, like Daniel, Anna and St. Clair on the night. They were, like, coordinating the show and sending the models and actually doing all of that, which was a really stressful job that they did really well. I don't know, it was such a big team. So many people, like all the people we hired stuff off, Asher the DJ and Estelle the MC and all the dressers and
I cannot imagine
designers.
My stepmom helping us with proposals for businesses and kind of guiding us in the more business sense.
Yeah, and then like the ID Dunedin board and Otago Polytech were like big mentors for us on the project. Like, especially Margot Barton. She, like, really helped us out with a lot of things for the show, which was so good for us, like, invaluable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The Polytech lecturers.
Yeah. My mum and sister did, like, food for the models backstage, and so did
Tanya
and Margot, Polytech lecturers. They made, like, four different big crock pots of soup, and it was, it was really
so
special. Really wholesome.
Wait, is that what we had on the day?
Yeah.
And really
all the sandwiches
good.
And stuff my mum and sister made.
Your dad doing all the signage.
And another couple of friends locally.
Yeah,
it was very like.
And to all our sponsors.
Community.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, and to all the sponsors, of course.
Pattern Engineering, which is an engineering company up north.
Quartz Reef helped us out so much as well with all of the wine for the show. They were so great to work with.
Paper Theory.
Yeah. Paper Theory, Hot Property in Queenstown.
Wow.
Who else do we have? H2O. Liars. There were so many people involved.
Yeah. This is like an endless list. Oh, my God. Yeah, the food was so nice. It's actually really cute that you guys, like, family kind of come in and helped, eh?
Yeah, very DIY on that point.
Yeah.
That was extremely DIY.
Yeah. Oh,
because that was, like, the full – we never had that in mind of that. that way of doing the catering.
Yeah.
Like from the get-go, we were looking at like these big catering companies and getting quotes, and it was like terrifying.
Yeah.
The quotes were crazy.
Yeah.
Honestly. Oh. So we just got to the point, like we kept thinning the idea back, and that's where it ended up. And I think it was like the best way
to
do it in the end.
Added so much meaning into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. On that day, though, is there anything interesting or funny happened on that short day? From your point of view?
Just manic mode the entire day. Oh. I think there before the doors opened, that was the craziest.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh.
It's insane.
You guys just waiting.
So, like,
for
the show, the show started, the doors opened at 6, and at like 5:30, like, the bar staff were turning up. The bars were still, like, not really assembled properly. Like, the downstairs entry area wasn't assembled properly. Like, there was so much to do. It was actually terrifying. And like
sprinting all over the show. Give me this, give me that.
Everyone
calling
was just
people.
Like running everywhere. And the whole backstage was like full with all the people too. So like you couldn't really go near that because it was just a choke point. And it was just so crazy. Like it was 6 o'clock and the four of us organizing it were at the entry and it still wasn't set up. And the line was getting so big outside and we were just like, we can't open the door right now. Like, we have to wait. So we just pushed it out like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah. And then, I mean, in that time, seeing the line build up was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of the like most rewarding things for me. Just seeing all these people like come and wait outside in the cold. Like, you know, we didn't want to keep them waiting in the cold, but they did. And it felt pretty special to have them like showing up for our event. And
it really did.
Yeah.
How many audience did we have?
300 people, attendees?
Yeah, 300 attendees. Yeah. And then
I think a lot of people didn't realise that on the first floor, that's not the only floor. It was mirrored to a floor above. So it was two, well, you know.
Yeah.
Because Zoe is modelled for us. But yeah, a lot of people questioned. They were like, what was the talk about the top floor? And I said, oh, it was just the floor you're on was mirrored above you. So it was two floors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 300 people situated across two floors and a runway of, like, 200 metres long?
No.
100 metres.
Yeah, 100 metres.
100 metres, yeah.
But then, yeah, a bit of, like, in-between space.
Because when you first told me that the floor plan is going to be two floors outside this, it's so elegant. Like, I've never been to a, like, show that is two floor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was really cool.
What we really liked was having the seats so close. You know, everyone got front row seats. The models were close as to the attendees. Yeah. It made it intimate, kind of like a Balenciaga couture show, you know, back in the 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
You know, the dresses brushing past the feet.
Yeah.
And,
super intimate.
Yeah. That was really cool to be able to do that. A lot of people really liked that they got to have front row seats.
Everybody
no one was
front row.
Back or middle. Yeah. Or,
Now the idea of existentialism, who came up with this idea and what does it mean to you guys? Because that's the whole idea of the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we just wanted like a theme to like encapsulate the ideas of the show and that acted as the brief for the designers to make to kind of umbrella the aesthetic in a way or to give it like a direction. Like for me, the existentialism just means like finding your own purpose in life, you know, through your own experiences and like doing the things that you love and just getting absolutely lost in that and creating your own meaning in life, which is like a really exciting and beautiful idea to me. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same as Ethan.
Yeah.
And we all came up with it collectively as well.
It
just fell into place.
I think we had like ideas around it, but that was kind of like the thing that embodied it all.
Yeah.
Like once we found that, was it Finn that brought it up maybe?
Yeah.
Absurdism and the existentialism.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, okay, like this could definitely work.
I think we were pinpointing a lot of emotions and et cetera, and then that just fell into existentialism because it embodies everything.
Yeah.
And it's a great introduction to what we're trying to showcase.
Yeah. I think kind of aligns with your personal, what do you say, beliefs as well?
Yeah, like
yeah,
yeah, like designer ethos sort of thing. Yeah,
definitely.
I think that's why it's worked so well. Like the four of us all align on that level, you know. Mm. So being able to create something together definitely happened pretty naturally.
Hmm. Is there anything else or like anything that you learned from this fashion industry or like from your fellow designers, your friends?
So much. Yeah.
Definitely.
We learn from them every day, you know.
Mm.
Seeing everyone do their things their way. From the runway show, though, learned a lot of what we can do going forward. And
I think our studio is like a really good, a really, really good place for us.
Mm.
You know, we have like a spot in King Edward Court where the runway was. And we typically have around six of us in there.
Mm.
And just being able to share that space with creatives and, you know, people are working on different projects, but you can all like communicate about design and your ideas, and that definitely helps, you know, overcome obstacles and be able to like create new ideas or get new inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a good, like, healthy environment, because when I was there, everybody just be like, oh yeah, you look so good.
Yeah.
So go get it. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we need in life in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's so supportive.
Yeah.
We're so supportive at the show.
Mm.
And just seeing 25 designers pull up with a three-look collection each, we're just like, wow, they actually did it, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
that was just so inspiring.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about your friendship. Because I remember on the day of the show, right after the third section, like the very end of the show, I saw you just running in and hugging him like really, really hard. Like his hat was on the floor or something. It was really hard. And I was like, wow,
there's
definitely something to talk about, eh?
Yeah, real connection.
True energy.
Yeah.
So like, how do you know each other?
Met him at Dive?
Dive bar.
I complimented Ethan on his earring because I kind of knew who he already was, and I saw his little imperfect creature face in his ear. I was like, there's that guy.
I think we had that same connection. Like I'd seen Jack's brand, but Jack's like, when Japlair was running, if you didn't know Jack, you probably wouldn't know that Jack ran it. Like he wasn't directly like linked through like a photo on there or something.
Oh.
But I thought that it was him. And then, yeah, he complimented me on my earring and we had like a yarn, and I was just like quite taken back by how just genuine he was, like just actually, you know, really cared about what we were talking about. And even though it was a small interaction, it like left me like, you know, feeling really happy. And then, yeah, I think we have talked about this so many times, but Polytech.
And then we started, Polytech and... Yeah. I think at the start of Polytech, we're just kind of just like, hey.
Yeah, we started having lunch together, like in the breaks, because we were on the same fashion floor.
Yeah.
Like I was already studying, and then he came and started studying. Yeah. And then we just started hanging out every day for lunch, and it just kind of extended on from that until.
And then I was like, want to do a pop-up shop?
Yeah. And I had been, I've been thinking about that for so long, but it was quite a daunting thing to do on my own with no experience. And I think I would have definitely been getting close to that point, like if I didn't meet Jack, where I would have given something a go. But like meeting, it just all happened so perfectly. And Jack had like previous experience and was just like the best person to work with on that, you know. So, yeah, we started planning a showroom and that took us like a good few months. And then we got to share that experience together. And that just like solidified everything. If it already wasn't, we were just like... Holy, like we can accomplish so much together.
Mm. Yeah.
How long do you guys know each other for?
It hasn't even been that long.
Nah, three years?
Yeah, 2.5 years. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so we...
Yeah, 2.5.
Really haven't known each other for that long.
Because you guys are giving like the childhood friend vibe.
Yeah, I know, it's weird.
It feels like, I feel like I've known him my whole life.
Yeah.
It's his brother from another mother.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of, I don't know. When you meet someone and you just like, it was that vibe for me, you know, like even at Dive when I talked to him for like 15, 20 minutes and then we went about our night, it was kind of almost like catching up with an old friend, but I just met him, you know, when you just have that like
click,
that deeper connection, that click.
Yeah. And it's so comfortable, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. It's another person knows everything, gets everything, eh?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God. So like how close are you two? If you want to describe it, how close? Just stick together every day and
tight.
Meet up.
So tight. Very
close. I mean, to be honest, like it goes in waves. Like there's times where like I won't see Jack for like 2 weeks.
I haven't seen him since the podcast.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other since the podcast last week.
Okay.
But like it could be like a day, it could be like 2 weeks. I mean, to be honest, for the most part, we don't catch up like super often.
Nah.
When we're working on a project, we like live together.
Okay.
And then outside of that, we'll just go and do like fun stuff every now and then.
Yeah. Mm.
But like, I don't know, it's not like...
It's not like we're living together and we're waking up in each other's
Yeah, it's not like a relationship where we're like together, you know, like we don't have to like be around each other. But
is that what you mean by the question, or do you mean like
how close are you? Like, do you catch up, or like how long do you spend?
We catch up on like we'll have a FaceTime very often.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Like.
Yeah, we'll call each other up.
Most days we'll have a FaceTime for like half an hour, 20 minutes, and just like. Catch up about the day. So I guess we do definitely talk a lot, yeah.
And then when we work on a project, it's like every day, as much as we can.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's fun.
Mm.
So much fun. I couldn't do that with anyone else, to be honest.
Yeah. It's nice to like go from working on a project so heavily and then just naturally just going and doing your own thing for a while but not talking about it.
Mm.
It's just like we're both like, yo, we want to do this for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you come back and just, you know, there's not like there's any distance created between you or anything. It's just you know what each other need and you're just like, yo,
yeah,
go on.
So like I've got this weird question. If you were gonna give each other nicknames, what would it be?
Nicknames.
Based on anything you want. To describe each other's personality and explain why. Is it too hard for you?
It's pretty hard, eh?
Ice cream.
Oh, the ice cream.
Or color. I don't know. It could be a fun question.
If it was going to be a color, I'd probably say, like, yellow.
Oh, okay.
Because Jack's just, like, really bright and happy. Like, you'll never catch Jack, like, just gloomy and...
Oh,
you know? Yeah. Like, even if he is, which is natural for humans, he'll still, like, just push on through. So I think I'd say, if we're talking colours here, I'd probably say yellow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with goody goody gumdrop ice cream.
The ice cream?
Yeah.
Why?
It's because all the fun bursting juby lolly things and the green wild ice cream. I don't know. Childhood vibes, excitement. Mm.
I can't even pronounce that. What's that? Goody goody what?
Goody goody gumdrops.
Goody goody gumdrops.
You got to try it.
I have never tried it before.
I don't know. My grandparents used to always give it to us on Sunday dinners.
Ah.
So. Yeah.
Childhood memory.
When you look at it and like in a tub, you'll probably be like, what is that?
That's Ethan.
Okay.
It's like lime green ice cream with like little lollies in it.
Okay.
That's just, even the way he, you know, he dresses so well. Mm. Like he's just so, he pops every time I see him.
Right.
Thanks, but I guess if I related him to an ice cream, that's what the flavor would be.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. And now my memories link to Goody Goody Gumdrop with Ethan. So every time I eat that, I probably just gonna
you're gonna try it, and then you're gonna be like, "Oh, damn! I actually hate that." Like, what the hell?
Yeah, you will probably.
Ethan's so weird.
It's pretty gross ice cream.
What are you guys talking about? Nah. Now, if your listeners want to like reach out to you, I want to like let them know how they can find you if there's any, you know, just chat or just collaboration.
Instagram is like a good spot for Imperfect Creatures. The Instagram handle's Imperfect Creatures with 2 zeros on the end. Or my email, which is the same, it's imperfectcreatures00@gmail.com. And then also website, the same thing, Imperfect Creatures.
Yeah.
Those would be spaces to reach me.
Just on Instagram, my personal Mr. King MIIISTER King.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Right. The last few seconds, are there any, not last words, but like, you know, a bit of word of wisdom you want to share to the audience, advice maybe?
I would just say give it a go. if you've got an idea or something that seems really far-fetched right now, just, you know, find someone that you can share that with, share that idea with, or, you know, that reciprocates that energy, and just give it a go.
Because be yourself.
Yeah.
Wake up every day and get up.
Yeah, and just be...
be grateful.
Yeah, be grateful in your own skin. That's such a good one.
We're very lucky to be alive.
Wow, that is some...
make the most of this life.
That is some wisdom, surely. So that was fun, but I'm sad that today's episode is going to come to an end. And it was really my honor to get to know you guys and, like, to do the show and to do the even this episode.
Thank you so much for having
Thank you.
Really super glad to meet you guys. And then I hope the best for your future, for your life. Yeah. Thank you. I think it's bye for now till next time. Hopefully, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ready. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Glow As We Grow on OAR FM Youth Zone. Feel free to message me on my Instagram at zozozoe_official. You can find Glow As We Grow on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and oar@org.nz. Hope you have a lovely day.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.